Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. Welcome back to Golf Interview with Anne Liguori. My guest is Anthony Netto, co-founder of a company that pioneered and manufactures the innovative VertiCat. It's an all-terrain mobility rider for paralyzed and challenged golfers. And Anthony is also the founder of the Stand Up and Play Foundation. He's been a head coach for the U.S. golf team at the Invictus Games in Toronto. Boy, he coached the German Special Olympics team to gold medals. I could go on and on and on about Anthony Netto. First of all, welcome to Golf Interview, Anthony. It's so great to talk with you.
Good morning, Anne. Great to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Well, before we get into describing the VertiCat, which is really the Hummer of all vehicles for those who are paralyzed or physically challenged in some way, I want to hear your story. Your story is incredible. And people don't know, but you're paralyzed from the waist down. Tell us your story.
Well, it started 1990. I was in Africa and we had a mission, and I got injured in 1991, January the 28th, which left me paralyzed. And I was very blessed that through stem cell, I've since obviously recovered a little bit, that I can stand, I hold myself up and lock my knees in. I don't have any feeling from my belly button down, and if I don't have vertigo, I can actually even let go and look, mom, I'm standing again, type of thing. But otherwise, if I do that too long, I end up falling down again. But I've been blessed through, you know, the golf and therapy. I then got hit by a drunk driver 5 years later, which put me a little bit back in the saddle because I couldn't use the crutches and the braces. And that left me also really frustrated and angry with the world. I then also went to a doctor about May 2000. I'll never forget it. I was having incredible pain and vertigo issues, and I couldn't see properly. And they diagnosed me. First they said Gulf War syndrome, then they said multiple sclerosis. So I said, well, this is obviously going to be an issue. They told me because it gets progressive and eventually I'm in a wheelchair. I said, what's going to happen? Well, there's other people have actually, you know, passed on. And I said, well, okay, so that's going to be my, you know, challenge to, you know, keep breathing. Because that actually did scare me, because I was taking breaths and I couldn't get any air. My stomach was just going higher and higher and higher, and they filled me full of cortisone, and that, you know, 14 days later, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So I decided, you know, it's either hop or top. And, you know, where I come from, it's not, there's a lot of gray matter, yes, but you either got to decide which way you want to go. And I had been working, I don't know how many years, in the suicidal prevention team. And I'd seen a lot of really good dudes, you know, decide they didn't want to be a burden on their family and the surroundings and did take their lives. And, you know, I'd been helping with golf, you know, suicide prevention using golf was a great tool. And people motivated me to get back into golf. And the only problem was, how the hell do you do this out of a seated position without getting bed sores? Because that also puts you back in hospital and causes obviously a lot of issues. I think even Christopher Reeves died as a result of a bed sore through blood poisoning, you know, pressure.
Right. So how long, Anthony, how long have you been paralyzed? How many years?
Since 1991. And obviously I was using braces in between. So I wasn't the wheelchair. I never accepted the wheelchair in the beginning. I'd say since, you know, the late 90s is basically, I was a wheelchair bound. Yeah.
Mid-90s. I met you just a few months ago at the PGA show in Orlando, and I have never seen you look depressed or down. You have so much high energy, and you spend your days really running the Stand Up and Play Foundation and promoting the VertiCat. And you're just so passionate about it. So, you know, let's get into, you know, the history of the VertiCat a little bit, because this is a vehicle that is really transforming the adaptive golf community and beyond. So how did the VertiCat get developed?
Right. So the problem, we started 20 years ago with, I got together with a friend of mine, and we actually went to a very large company, and we designed what was is called and still is known, very well known, as the Paragolfer. It was made by a medical company for us in Germany called Ottobock. They make all these high-tech legs and arms that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the deal was that they were supposed to just build it for us, and we would handle the pricing, and we'd handle the sales. Unfortunately, you know, I'm not the businessman. I let that get out of hand, and my friend, we decided to part ways, and I ended up working for Ottobock because they realized that, you know, I'm the guy that they wanted to keep moving and this product. And we did it for almost 20 years now. The problem was the pricing just went crazy. And I, with the Facet and Pay Foundation, we were given the gift of to give people standing equipment, and that was the problem. We were buying these, and I bought over 350 or 400 of these over the last, 14 years. And I eventually just came to a point where we just couldn't afford it anymore. And so I was very fortunate to meet Tim Nicholson, where I had been doing a charity event for 10 years on Veterans Day every year on the 11th of November. And we'd been able to buy one or two Paragolfers every year from that money. But it was getting so bad, the pricing, I could barely afford one. So, and he said, I heard you had problems. How can I help you? I have a manufacturing company, and my eyes lit up and everything. And he said, it's an answer to my prayers. Manufacture something in America is going to be definitely cheaper. And he said he would definitely help the Stand Up and Play Foundation. And so we sat down for several months. We started 2 years ago, and we took a Paragolfer literally and said, what do we want to make better? Well, first of all, more power. I wanted to go faster. We had a very, very good stand up, zero friction, we call it standing frame, because that's the most important part for paraplegics. When we don't stand enough, we get what we call bed sores, otherwise known as decubitus, otherwise known as problems. And it actually kills you eventually, because you end up taking antibiotics over years and years and years, and your body eventually becomes immune from all these antibiotics. So it's a logical sense that it's not the right way to do it. But if we can motivate people to stand, actively stand enough, you will prevent that, because it's not a matter of, obviously it depends on how much you do pressure relief, and obviously very carefully in transferring, et cetera, but you can prevent them. And I've been the living, I've been over 20 years, almost 30 years now in a wheelchair, and I haven't had one. And I know a lot of people in the hospitals that were using our chair, getting the patient standing up, playing putt-putt, Wii golf in those days. And they were actually helping the pressure relief, because it was a lot more fun than just in a static standing machine to get pressure relief.
So you helped design this VertiCat, correct? Obviously, you're absolutely with the experience. You wanted to give the challenged person an opportunity to stand up. And in golf, I mean, I've seen this VertiCat in action. At the PGA Show, you are going down very steep slopes and in bunkers.
You got a heart attack. I know. I did warn you, though.
Yeah, you're scaring me, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to tip over. But it's just so balanced and sturdy and strong. Talk a little bit about the design of it.
Hence the word cat. It always lands on its feet, right?
Ah, I love that.
That's where the vertical and cat combination came together. Although I did call, initially we were going to call it the Inspo Sport, because, over the years, when people and not knowing English from the Paragolfer, people said, this is not really for paras. And you get away from the word para, because you're very able when you're in this. You show the ability, not the disability. And they said it's so inspirational, what you this machine, and you inspired my husband, my wife, my kids. You've just given us a whole new lease on life. So, yes, so I did get together with, we had a whole bunch of engineers, thanks to Tim. And we sat there, I don't know how many hours on a regular basis. Thank goodness for Zoom. Otherwise, I'd be flying back and forth to Minnesota, because that's where the base is, in St. Paul, Minnesota, is the factory. We did obviously go there a few times. And I was, within 2 years, we had kicked out a product that I'll be honest with you, there's there's nothing better than in the world. It's just so easy to adjust. For me as a golf professional, teaching people and all those various sizes, and you have to be very careful when putting someone in a moving frame that there's no friction, because we want to prevent the bed sores, not cause them. So when you're standing, there's a shear effect normally between sitting and standing, and the belting system holds you up, yes, but it not necessarily stops you from shearing if you don't have the right engineering piece of equipment. And this is what they've done for us, and I take my hat off to them, because I can change that chair to fit anybody perfectly. I'm talking perfect to the millimeter within under 60 seconds. Now, that is not heard of in the medical field. We've been so blessed that even the Shirley Ryan Abilities Lab, that's one of the biggest neurological rehab centers in Chicago, they actually bought one now, and they're going to be working with us because their golf program has shown to be a perfect motivator for their patients, and it's so easily adjustable. And that's what, you know, the company Actus, which is Tim Nicholson's, and my Stand Up USA company got together, and we said, let's just make this product and get it out there, and people can then have a new lease on life.
So specifically, how does the Verticat separate itself from the other vehicles out there in the market for the disabled?
The good thing about the Verticat is, you know, if you have a bad knee, you have a bad hip, back, and you can't really walk, getting in out of a sideways out of a golf cart can be really cumbersome and difficult and painful. But they still want to play golf. And then they have to walk up these tee boxes and down these hills, you know, going back to their golf cart on the side if it's a, you know, cart path. This way, you're allowed to actually go to the ball. You literally are in front of the ball. You either stand up with the standing frame system with the belts, if you are paraplegic, quadriplegic. And we've even got quadriplegic playing golf, by the way, with a special Velcro grips, and they're really good at putting and chipping. So I do the drives, they do that, and we're actually a good team. But we play scramble golf. Coming back to the machine again, and I get sidetracked because it's my passion. I live it every day, and I see people. And I'll be honest with you, without golf, I don't think I'd be here today. I might have also decided to just, you know, go the easy route, or it's actually a more difficult route, believe you me. But anyway, so what we've done is we've designed the so that even a walker that can't walk far uses the chair. He uses it to get as close to the ball as possible, step forward in front of it, hit the ball, sit down, and drive to the next ball. It speeds up play as I call it a semi-walker. And if you are paraplegic, you actually are enabled to, you don't have to leave the vehicle. Compared to the other vehicles, they have a, you know, either you get in a golf cart and you get as close to the ball as possible, get in and out, which is, as I said, problematic for some, or you use the single rider golf carts with swivel seats. And the problem is they don't hold the legs properly, and the belt causes, you know, it's a belt that stops them falling out, but that's about it. It doesn't stop the friction. So we just say, you know, we wanted to stop the friction. We want to make it easy, less stressful. You don't need energy to stand. If you are obviously paraplegic, the belts and the motors do it for you. And it's a lot faster than the old predecessor, the Paragolfer. So I was going to call it the Paragolfer 2.0, but as I said, we wanted to get away from that word. We wanted to move something further. And Verticat, hey, have you taken the cat out today? That's some fun. you know, it's for some people, they're using it to go fishing. They're using it to go other places, not just on the golf course, obviously. And this has given them, I said, more freedom outdoors. Now, it is bulky. It is like, you know, 36 inches wide. So it does just fit through a normal door if it's the hinges are out the way, obviously. But you can, it's 5 foot something long. So your radius, you got to be careful when you do turn that there's nobody standing within 5 feet of you. It does a zero turn friction, free, because with the new joystick and throttle, I can actually turn on the spot without ripping up the turf, because both motors do work anti-clockwise each. So that way there's no friction. Normally, if you move like a tank, the one track would stand still and the other one would run around and you'd rip up the lawn. This one doesn't. And that's another amazing feature that the Verticat offers. And then you notice on those hills how the back wheel almost like broke away. And I was flipped looking into the hill. That was actually initially done by accident with a Paragolfer using the three-wheel system with the wheel at the back. I don't know if people know about the old golf cart where the one wheel was in the front. They used to always used to turn over. Well, this one is a free-swinging back wheel that we put at the rear. And I actually came on that idea because of my wheelchair. I was on the side of your line, you know, your front casters, they free swing. And every time, if I didn't hold the one wheel properly, I just swing down the hill. So we just sit on the chair the other way around, and the back wheel breaks away, and I'm looking into the hill. So that saves. We called it make it Marine Corps proof. You know, we don't know much about gravity.
But with your military background, and you are a golf professional, you're certified. You have the USGTF Golf Teaching Federation Masters. You're a master professional. You've taught.
Doing that for what, 30 years or 40 years now? Gosh.
So you're bringing all these experiences, and, you know, sad to say, you are paralyzed. So you know exactly what the best vehicle and design specifics could be to make something that's going to be the best it could possibly be. And if I tell you, you all should get a chance to watch anybody on this VertiCat in action. It is just unbelievable, the innovative features and how strong and sturdy it is. In fact, in a very short period of time, Anthony, the VertiCat has already made a huge impact in the adaptive community. In fact, Max Tagasella, he's an adaptive golfer, and he actually was in a VertiCat when he won in the seated division at the U.S. Adaptive Open last summer at Pinehurst. So you already have a major victory with the VertiCat. And
that was only after four real days in the VertiCat. He had to paragolf for a few months, but he didn't have much time to play because it was, you know, over Christmas. And it's cold in Utah, Salt Lake City, where he lives. He obviously wanted to try it out. And within literally 4 days, he was able to feel more comfortable and felt that, you know, because I said to him, you can pay me either, you know, paragolf, I don't want to, you know, ruin your day. And he just loved and fell in love with and I must be honest, we didn't get that VertiCat back. He earned it. You shoot two under par out of my VertiCat, and we will help you.
Exactly. He wins the U.S. Adaptive Open in the seated division fight by 9 shots. And he says,
It wasn't fair because he did do it semi-standing or standing, I'd say, compared to the other semi-seated.
Well, that's one of the key features of this VertiCat. And he said, in quotes, "The VertiCat has changed my life and how I play the game of golf. I owe my victory to the machine and to the amazing people at VertiCat. Standing is a huge privilege for me because it helps with therapy and other activities. And the VertiCat is super easy to use." It's really incredible. And you had touched on something before that I wanted to, you said that if it weren't for golf, you don't know where you'd be having been paralyzed all this time. And, you know, although national tracking of veteran suicide rates is not reliable, the VA does estimate that 22 veterans commit suicide each day. I mean, that's unbelievable. And it's probably even more than that if they would really track it. But so what you're doing, and you and Tim Nicholson are doing, and you're both so committed to making a big difference in the adaptive community, you're saving people's lives by bringing them a vehicle that can help them enjoy the game of golf. And a lot of these people would just be sitting on their sofa, right? Not motivated to do anything.
Or they've stopped playing because of a stroke or some injury, and they don't want to, you know, be a hassle to the rest of their friends and surroundings. And they just stop, you know, and we've now found that way to bring them back to the game and bring them back outdoors. And I think that's, I know I should take that little pat on the back. But it's, you know, as I said, it's just the golfing community has been a great driver of everything I've done. You know, Gary Player, who is my idol in so many things, as a kid, you know, he always talked about fitness and don't give up and, you know, keep doing. And I think, you know, you don't move it, you lose it. And unfortunately, you'll find some people in wheelchairs that could actually move before they sat for years and years and years, and they actually lost that little bit of motion they had. Whereas we are very proud to say that golf is a very, very effective therapy. In actual fact, I must be very honest, I just got some orders from the VA because they've realized that the golfer, the user was playing golf. We gave him a paragolfer to use and to prove that, first of all, is it something for him or her? and they ended up loving the game. So they were actually lucky enough to get the VA to buy one. So those are on order right now for veterans. And thanks to the VA, they realized that golf is a powerful rehab tool. And those that need it are now eligible for one. So people out there, if you're a veteran and you're paralyzed, go to your local VA or contact Stand Up and Play Foundation, and we'll show you how to get things in the right direction and get you outdoors again.
That's wonderful that they've ordered some. And now, so who else is buying the Verticats? Because this goes beyond golf, obviously.
Absolutely. Well, we've got some shooting ranges, but the good news is the city of Salt Lake City, the city golf courses, they've ordered a few, and Colorado have ordered a few. We've got some pending out there right now for quotes, because, you know, being public and city courses, that there is an ADA requirement to help educate, become ADA compliant. And one of the, you know, the gray matters is they've said that, you know, the Justice Department has said, I've never gone that way. But I believe that certain companies have, and they've basically almost said, you know, if you don't get one, I'm going to sue you, which is not where we go. We go and help them, you know, do a fundraiser with the Stand Up Play Foundation, and then we leave a product there. But it is a very important factor of inclusion to the, you know, obviously the fullest extent. And the Verticat is now the option, being a single rider golf cart if you want one. Or somebody that's in a wheelchair, whether it be a children of 3 foot to 6 foot four, 6 foot five, with an easy adjustable 60-second adjustability. There's nothing on the market, nothing apart from the Verticat. And I'm very proud that we were able to, you know, provide that and give people that new lease on life.
And through your foundation, the Stand Up and Play Foundation, you've helped so many people in this adaptive community. Talk a little bit about your foundation.
We've been very blessed in the last 14 years. You know, we were helped by Stars for Heroes, which is a program which was started with Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. And we were very, very blessed to have been able to give these chairs to our wounded. And over the last 14 years, we were able to give over 300 chairs away, which got them going again. And obviously, that couldn't have been done without sponsors. And so we are looking for sponsors to keep, you know, their local community standing or outdoors. And that's the offer that Stand Up and Play does. We partner with local partners and other organizations. And Gary Sinise, for instance, he's been very, very helpful. Robert Irvine Foundation, who are very active in the military and first responders. They've been very, very blessed. We've been blessed to have partnered with them in many occasions. And we're open to obviously more who would like to get involved. I was very fortunate to get Dean Cain, you know, the old Superman.
Sure.
Giving us a few good O-tones and offered to help David Ledbetter, who you met at where I did a little event at his show, at the PGA show, that's been very active and going to get on board. I know that we're very, very fresh and unknown maybe, but thanks to you, we'll get to one or two people out there that either want to help, but more who we can help. So if you know somebody out there, just get contact Stand Up and Play Foundation. We're on Facebook and we're on the web, and contact me, and we will help them and contact Anne if you can't reach us, and Anne knows where to find us.
And you can always find out more on the Verticat website, and that's www.verticat, that's V-E-R-T-A-C-A-T.com. So verticat.com. Anthony, you are a superstar. You are so passionate about helping other people in the adaptive community. And the Verticat is just an incredible vehicle for those who are paralyzed or physically challenged. Continued success. And we'll be seeing a lot more of you, I'm sure. When you're out there demonstrating the Verticat, it is just incredible, inspirational, heartwarming.
You know, you don't have to hit a ball far to have fun. You play, we call scrambles, and your game might change a little bit, but the fun is still going to be a lot greater than sitting at home, licking your wounds and staring at the ceiling or some stupid TV show. Get out there and you'll be feeling a lot healthier and better. And before you know it, who knows, miracles can happen. And I just pray that, you know, the prayers came through and I have a bit of movement now. And I don't think I would have had that movement if I didn't do what I did. Golf gave me that movement back.
And you're also the world long drive champion at Mesquite for the Adaptive
Yeah.
Golfers back in 2019. And I've seen you hit the ball from this verticat in a standing position with the bout obviously keeping you safe and balanced in that vehicle. And you have a beautiful swing yourself. You teach golf to probably anybody who seeks you out, right? To inspire them and to teach them the right swing. So you're a busy man, Anthony, but hey, continued success. Co-founder with Tim Nicholson of a company that pioneered and manufactures the innovative VertiCat. Again, the website is www.vertacat.com. I hope to see you soon, Anthony Netto. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Anne. Thank you so much.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ibe Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ibe Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.